Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the History Lesson Podcast with your host, Ringside Robert.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the History Lesson with your host, Ringside Robert, on the Ringside Reporter Radio Network. Each week, we're going to cover fights from the past and try to go over what happened in those particular fights and try to break them down as responsibly as we can. If you would like fights discussed on this podcast, please contact me one of two ways, on Twitter at Ringside Robert or by calling the Ringside Robbie's Boxing Corner at area code 773-572-7781, and we'll try to break down whatever fight you might suggest. This week we're going to talk about the mega fight that took place back in 2007, May 5th, on Cinco de Mayo weekend, between Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather and the Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya. This fight broke the pay-per-view record, and it held up until May 2nd, of course, 2015, when we all got suckered into the Mayweather-Pacquiao debacle. This fight brought 2,400,000 people to their TV screens. Everybody was looking forward to this because those of us, and I'm included, who, you know, we like Floyd Mayweather as a boxer, but we're not Floyd Mayweather fans, so you could definitely call me a Floyd Mayweather hater. Those of us who paid for it that didn't like Floyd, we wanted to see him lose. And, of course, the Golden Boy speaks for itself. Every time Oscar had a fight, people showed up. He was a pay-per-view draw and a box office draw, and this was a fight that people were desperately looking forward to. And the first couple of rounds, Floyd showed that he was superior. He dominated with his speed, both hand and foot, and it took Oscar a couple of rounds to get adjusted. But around the third or fourth round, Oscar started to figure it out. And from about the fourth round until about the eighth round, it was a pretty competitive fight. But then in the ninth round, Oscar started getting tired, and Floyd started showing his superior boxing skills. Even though Oscar was tired, he was still competitive. It wasn't a whitewash by any means. And they battled for the entire 12-round distance. And, you know, people wondered why Oscar sort of didn't do well at the end. Because as the scorecards indicated, had Oscar been more competitive in rounds 9, 10, 11, and 12, we might have had a different decision here. As it was, it was a split decision. One judge had it 115-113 for Mayweather. One judge had it 115-113 for Oscar De La Hoya. So that indicates two judges saw it 7-5. It could have gone either way. But the deciding judge made it 116-112, 8-4 in favor of the Pretty Boy, Floyd Mayweather. And, of course, a lot of us wondered back then whether they would ever be a rematch, and, of course, there never was. And that's one thing I loved about a guy like Oscar De La Hoya. He wasn't afraid of any challenges. As far as I can remember, he never really ducked anybody. He took on all serious comers. I mean, he fought Shane Mosley twice and lost to him both times. He ended up fighting Bernard Hopkins. He fought Felix Tino Trinidad. And that's one of the criticisms you can have about Floyd Mayweather. Whenever he was faced with a serious challenge from somebody, he either waited until they were too old to be effective, such as Sugar Shane Mosley, or he allowed politics to do things his way, and that's why we didn't see the Manny Pacquiao fight into 2015, when it realistically could have taken place in either 2009 or 2010. It might have been more competitive. I want to cover a couple of other things before I get out of here, because this is a very short podcast, and it will be each week. So I'm trying to talk fast enough to make sure that I cover everything I want to. A couple of news and notes here that hopefully we'll have time to cover in the upcoming show, depending the upcoming Ringside Reporter podcast, which you can find here on Blog Talk Radio and other outlets, Sunday evenings between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to give you the best 2 hours that we can. Myself, the great host, and boy, does he have a bright future doing this, Eric Lorda out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Wonderful host. Knows how to put the show together and does a wonderful job. And, of course, we've added to our roster and brought on the one of the greatest co-hosts of all time, the great Joe Habib. You can find him at jhabib1 on Twitter. And, of course, who can forget Beating the Odds with Beeb? Check out that YouTube channel, folks. Whenever I can contribute to that, I'm going to. He's a wonderful guy. And, what can I say? We're going to give you the best content we can each and every week. But a couple of things that I hope that we have a chance to cover on the upcoming show, and again, I don't know if we will, but a couple of things. Number one, the fight between Terrence Crawford and Victor Postol has been signed for July 23rd, and yes, unfortunately, it is on HBO pay-per-view. So you can expect probably another $69 for HD content. Look, I love both of these fighters. I'm glad this unification bout is taking place, but it is not pay-per-view worthy, okay? But I'm a hardcore. I'm addicted. So you know what? I'm going to pay for it. I pay for everything when it comes to the sport we love of boxing. So we're gonna talk about that, I'm sure. And a topic that I don't know if we'll get to, but I hope we do, on the Fight Game, on the newest edition that Jim Lampley hosts. By the way, I can't stand that show, but I've got to give credit where credit is due. They did an outstanding segment on that show involving the United States Olympic Committee, the people that run amateur boxing for the Olympics, and their ridiculous idea of eliminating headgear for Olympic boxing competition. Now, those of us that follow the sport of professional boxing, you know, we're used to fighters getting in there, putting on a good fight, and then, taking a couple of months off, 2 or 3 months or whatever the case may be, especially if you get cut or you suffer an injury. But in amateurs, especially in a Olympic trials or a tournament to qualify to see if you're good enough for the Olympics, you fight several days in a row, not weeks, several days in a row. And this is a ridiculous idea. They had a fighter on the Fight Game, and I forget his name, but he was involved in an amateur tournament recently, and because of a headbutt, which he suffered a severe cut over one of his eyes, his Olympic dream came to a crashing end. And he said, and I quote, "I wanted on my resume Olympic gold medalist, but now that dream is gone. This is a ridiculous idea. You need to have headgear in boxing for the amateurs." They had a doctor on from some study that's being conducted, and the doctor said, and I quote, "The headgear causes more concussions than without it." How ridiculous is that? I care about the safety of the fighters, and I don't agree with this decision at all. And of course, amateur boxing in the Olympic coverage is no longer in prime time like it used to be. So that's why it's even difficult to follow if you're interested in following the boxing in the Olympics, because the network, because of the lowest rated sports now, and boxing unfortunately is included in that, do not get the TV coverage on the Olympics, and they're even considering in the future eliminating Olympic boxing altogether. So, and they also said it's a marketing tool, which I personally think is absolutely ridiculous. This is not the professionals. This allows people to win medals, bronze, silver, or gold, to find out if they have outstanding Olympic careers. You know, that's how Earl Spence was discovered in the 2012 Olympics. And he's the truth, you know. But I think this is a ridiculous idea, and I hope we get to cover it on Sunday. But if we don't, that's my opinion on it. And again, if you have any opinions you want to share, contact me on Twitter, Ringside Robert, or the Ringside Robinson Corner at 773-572-7781. And we put up all the different podcasts and some great fights. And boy, do we have a strange interview this week that you want to check out with Adrian Broner on there. That's why our train wreck of the week is named the Adrian Broner train wreck of the week. Outstanding stuff, man. But please check out the Ringside Reporter Radio Network and stay tuned for future shows. Next week, I've got a great fight that I want to cover, and we'll talk about that on next week's podcast. Mayweather and De La Hoya, great fight. Did not turn out the way I wanted it to. But hey, I give Golden Boy Oscar De La Hoya credit for stepping up and taking the challenge. And that reminds me, Oscar, Canelo, put your name on the dotted line, people. Let's see, Canelo and Triple G in September. I can't wait. Come on, people, sign that contract. Let's get it done now. We'll see if we can shatter some pay-per-view records with that, okay? That's a wishful thinking from somebody who loves the sport of boxing. Okay, and before I get out of here, I want to thank everybody associated with Leave It in the Ring Radio Network for all of their wonderful stuff and their wonderful support of our endeavor. Take care, and we'll see you next week, everybody.